Hare Krishna. I thank Srila Prabhupada and my Guru Maharaj. They have opened my eyes. My Guru Maharaj has given me shelter at the lotus feet of Abhaya Karanaravinda, which are free from fear and anxiety. I am thinking that many people are afraid of their future. What will happen? But by your mercy, I have no such fear or anxiety. Just one thought comes to my mind. When Guru Maharaj and Krishna are giving shelter, my future is their responsibility. Now, my duty is to simply surrender wholeheartedly. Srila Prabhupada and Maharaj, with so much compassion, they have sacrificed everything to bring as many suffering conditioned souls to Krishna's lotus feet as the final exam is approaching. I feel more security and happiness. At the time of death, if I remember Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, that is the perfection of my life. Now, I am appreciative and grateful to each and everyone that I have interacted with under all circumstances. Krishna mercifully always gave me the realization that everything happening in my life is being done by Him only for my purification. I have never seen anything or anybody else as the cause. So I am not at all angry or disturbed at anyone. I learned from Guru Maharaj. He always says, I deserve worse than this, but Krishna is merciful and He is giving just a token. I feel the same thing. And the love and mercy that I am receiving from devotees is so overwhelming to my heart that I consider the pain from the disease to be the blessing or loving reciprocation of Lord Krishna. I am amazed that even on deathbed, the mind and senses are so powerful, but I have to struggle and I have to continue the battle. Even more, I realize that I desperately need the help of devotees and Guru Maharaj. I am eternally grateful and indebted to Guru Maharaj. Vrindavan Prabhu from America, Govind Prabhu, Shamanand Prabhu, Adha Gopinath Prabhu, Sanat Kumar Prabhu, all Brahmacharis and all my God brothers and God sisters. I am grateful to my parents. They have given such a nice Krishna conscious support. I am grateful to my wife and daughter. They have also given positive support. And I am grateful every single doctor of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, that they are giving such a high hospitality, care and concern. All devotees are giving inspiration and love. I am grateful for that. Again, I request everyone that please, whatever opportunity and service you get to do, you should not miss it. When we just surrender and do sincere service, Guru and Krishna will definitely reciprocate. Whenever they are most needed, at that time we will feel their reciprocation. Otherwise, you all may have to regret like me. At the time of death, I could have done so much, but I missed the opportunity. If devotees and Krishna decide to help someone, then they can do anything. You can see me. I am invalid. I cannot walk. But by the desire of devotees, they took my consciousness to South India. My body was there. My body was here, but I was participating and hearing all the lectures, and mentally I was with all of you in Yatra. This is amazing. And after Yatra, Guru Maharaj sent Gaur Govinda Prabhu as his representative to tell me about the whole Yatra and gave me all the details, Mahaprasad. So who can give so much love other than the spiritual master? One more amazing thing I see in my life, how devotees are kind and soft-hearted, even those whom I have given pain to their heart in a smaller or larger extent. But in this moment of life, they are also wholeheartedly praying for me. This is the most amazing thing I feel. Finally, once again, I pray to all Vaishnavas that whatever offenses, mistakes or pain I have given to you, please forgive me and bless me that I can give pleasure to everyone, everyone's heart. Thank you. Hare Krishna.